I want to flip back to metastatic disease. You were talking before about your approach to patients in the enriched population. I'd like to explore a little bit more about your first, second, and third line therapies in general in the patients who aren't enriched.
I think if I had a sort of run-of-the-mill smoker squamous cell carcinoma, I would use, most likely, if they were highly symptomatic, I might incorporate cisplatin because I think you get a little bit more rapidity of symptomatic response. But if they had, you know, sort of average symptom level for lung cancer patients, I tend to use carboplatin with either gemcitabine or paclitaxel.
Second line?
And then depending, again, on their, say, if they're not someone in whom you prioritize them for an EGFR TKI, I would then look to pemetrexed. I like the drug. I think you get less alopecia, less febrile neutropenia, and it's pretty well tolerated. Ease of administration every 3 weeks. Patients love taking vitamins. So I think that's a pretty easy drug for the second line setting.
Third line?
Then, of course, patients who get third and fourth line therapy are more likely to be those who have a better natural history. So you're more likely to enrich for the EGFR TKI population. But if that's not the case, or someone whom I thought EGFR TKI were just terribly unlikely to work, then I might look at gemcitabine, weekly docetaxel. Those would be the options, and you could certainly consider erlotinib at some point in the paradigm.
Same questions, first, second, and third line therapy, if you get there, in the PS2 patient.
Yeah, PS2 patient, I tend to be moved by that, whether their condition is due more to comorbid illness or due to their disease. Because if I see someone who has terrible COPD, peripheral neuropathy from diabetes, and has stage 4 disease but is relatively asymptomatic, I explain to them that even if I give you the most effective chemo possible, I'm not going to make your life a whole hell of a lot better. You're going to feel the same, and you might live longer. So in that patient, where most of what you're seeing is being driven by their other illnesses, I tend to use monotherapy.
What about erlotinib in those patients?
If they fit the profile of someone who might benefit from erlotinib, I would use it. But if they were, say, a heavy smoker, 60-pack years, and they had a known KRAS mutation, or I thought they were unlikely to be a real good response to erlotinib, I would probably start with something like pemetrexed or gemcitabine or weekly docetaxel.
What about the patient who's gotten carbotaxol and Bev, now is deteriorated performance status 2, presenting for second-line therapy?
PS2 patient, if they fit the profile of a TKI, this would be a perfect patient for erlotinib. If we were sort of ambivalent as to whether they were likely to benefit from the TKI, but their performance status was marginal, you could consider that or pemetrexed.